Donald Trump believes he's going to win on Election Day, but he has one major concern.
And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election's going to be rigged. And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
To that end, Trump is signing up supporters on his website with plans to enlist possibly armed volunteers to, quote, watch the polls. To get a sense of what that could look like, WNYC's Matt Katz turns back the clock 35 years.
My love. 1981, and Ronald Reagan is in his first year in the White House. America is watching Dallas and listening to Lionel Richie. In New Jersey, a tight and controversial gubernatorial election has just wrapped up, and it will change how Americans vote for decades to come.
There's a new complication tonight in the still unsettled race for governor.
CBS News reported on the recount in the election for governor in New Jersey. Tom Kaine Sr., Republican Speaker of the State Assembly, and Jim Florio, Democratic congressman, were just 1,700 votes apart when allegations surfaced that black and Hispanic voters were kept away from the polls.
The Democratic National Committee today charged that a group calling itself the National Ballot Security Task Force is a front for the Republican National Committee. The controversy involves last Tuesday's voting in New Jersey and charges by the Democrats that Republicans engaged in electioneering and intimidating tactics, such as using signs warning against voter fraud.
The National Ballot Security Task Force went to minority neighborhoods of New Jersey cities. They said they were trying to prevent voter fraud, but it was alleged to have prevented some citizens from legitimately voting. Kaine won, and Florio, who would later become governor, now blames his defeat on the ballot patrols.
I lost it by a number of six in my mind, 1,797 votes. So there's no doubt in my mind enough people were intimidated not to show up at the polls.
Republicans have long insisted that there is voter fraud in minority communities that are Democratic strongholds. In the 1981 race, the National Republican Party spent $75,000 to prevent fraud in low-income districts. Florio says off-duty police officers and sheriff's officers were given armbands. They carried guns and two-way radios. They posted signs that read, "Warning, this area is being patrolled by the National Ballot Security Task Force." Citizens who had outstanding warrants or owed child support payments or even had unpaid traffic tickets worried that by voting, they would get in trouble.
And they did it in all of the urban areas. They did it down in Vineland, a whole lot of Hispanic people there.
Republicans credited the task force with their victory, but after the election, Democrats sued the Republicans for $10 million. Angelo Genova was an attorney representing the Democrats.
These things done purportedly under the guise of legitimate ballot security measures were designed to intimidate, coerce, and suppress minority voters in those areas from participating.
A year later, the federal case was settled, and the Republican National Committee agreed to a set of rules on what activities are allowed at polling places nationwide. The settlement has periodically been reinforced when Republicans committed violations around the country. The rules remain in effect through at least 2017.
It became a tool for vigilance by the Democratic National Committee to ensure that the Republican National Committee didn't repeat what had occurred in New Jersey.
But Donald Trump appears to want a repeat. He told an almost entirely white crowd last month in Pennsylvania that people in certain places might vote over and over again for Hillary Clinton.
The only way they can beat it, in my opinion, and I mean this 100%, if in certain sections of the state they cheat, okay? So I hope you people can sort of not just vote on the 8th, go around and look and watch other polling places and make sure that it's 100% fine.
I am concerned about Donald Trump's language because he's planting an idea in people's heads that unless he wins, there's election rigging.
Professor Lori Minniti, a political scientist at Rutgers University in Camden, studies voter fraud.
And I think that's very dangerous. I think that sets up a situation in which people don't see the outcome of the election as legitimate.
It's also unfounded. Minniti says voter fraud and the way Trump describes it almost never happens in modern America.
Our voters trying to game the system? Are they trying to vote more than once? Are they impersonating other people? And the answer to that is very rare in American, contemporary American elections, and it's not likely going to be a problem at all.
The real threat to voting, Miniti says, are efforts like the National Ballot Security Task Force and the kinds of patrols Trump is encouraging. That suppresses the vote and could lead to chaos if Trump loses. Trump has more than a passing connection to the 1981 voter suppression case. His late brother-in-law and consigliere, John Barry, was the lawyer representing the Republicans in New Jersey. And Trump seems to have been prompted to talk about the issue on the campaign trail by Roger Stone. He's a political operative and longtime Trump advisor who worked on the Cain campaign at the time. Stone, who often pushes conspiracy theories, is concerned about computer manipulation of voting machines. He said this in July on a Breitbart News radio show.
I think we have widespread voter fraud. The first thing that Trump needs to do is begin talking about it constantly.
And that Trump did a few days later.
Go down to certain areas and watch and study and make sure other people don't come in and vote five times.
There's another Trump connection to the dirty tricks of New Jersey election lore. In 1993, Republican Christine Todd Whitman beat the incumbent Democrat to become governor. Her campaign manager, Ed Rollins, at one point claimed he paid off black ministers to keep their parishioners from voting. Rollins now runs a pro-Trump super PAC, and the losing candidate in that 1993 race was none other than Governor Jim Florio.
Voter suppression seems to be a very strong suit for Republicans in general, and these people have got a history of this sort of thing. So it's certainly something to be concerned about.
So could the settlement of the 1981 case limit Trump's efforts to patrol polls on Election Day? It depends if the Republican National Committee is in any way funding or backing his ballot security program. So far, the effort is being run by his campaign, which posted a page on his website seeking Trump election observers to help Trump, quote, stop crooked Hillary from rigging this election. It would be up to a judge to decide whether the involvement of the RNC constitutes a violation of the New Jersey agreement. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.